Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently made national news by banning fracking. This capped off a year of important, groundbreaking environmental achievements. In other highlights, the state halted a utility company's plan to build a costly, energy-intensive desalination plant that wasn't needed at all in Rockland County. Also in 2014, the Cuomo administration launched a visionary initiative to create a 21st century power grid based on locally generated renewable energy. And it dedicated $20 million to protect farmland. Building on this momentum, Governor Cuomo can continue to achieve nationally significant outcomes that are also good for New York's environment and economy. First, he should forge a comprehensive cleanup of PCB contamination in the Hudson River. When General Electric completes its dredging project in the Hudson River this year, it will leave behind some 35% of the toxic PCB contamination that it caused. Federal and state agencies, serving as trustees of the river's health, have identified 136 polluted acres whose immediate removal could speed up recovery by decades. While GE is legally responsible for restoring the river to full environmental health, it refuses to dredge this additional acreage and parts of the Champlain Canal that have been contaminated for years by PCBs from General Electric and that are preventing the State Canal Corporation from making it deep enough for cargo ships. Governor Cuomo is the only leader capable of forging a settlement that addresses the trustees concerned and the canal's cleanup. He should consider all necessary measures, including litigation, to persuade GE to get the job done. If successful, he'll save state taxpayers from footing the bill to remove GE's leftover mess, and he'll spur economic development along our American Heritage River and leave a legacy of a clean Hudson River. Second, the governor must safeguard the Hudson River from crude oil disasters. The annual flow of dangerous crude oil passing through the Hudson via barges, ships, and unsafe rail cars has grown to billions of gallons, threatening public safety and the environment. Governor Cuomo's continued leadership is crucial to prevent explosions or spills and to prepare communities to handle them if they do occur. Along with continuing to press the federal government to require the safest rail cars, he should introduce legislation to increase the state's spill response fund from its current $25 million to $1 billion, the minimum amount necessary for cleaning up a serious Hudson River spill. In addition, the governor should require a full environmental review of permits that would allow facilities to process heavy crude at the Port of Albany and order a new look at permits that open the spigot on this dangerous virtual pipeline. Third, the governor should direct the Public Service Commission to take the exit ramp off the Energy Highway. The Public Service Commission's proposal for implementing this plan to lower downstate electric rates includes towering new power lines that would damage the Hudson Valley's scenic beauty and productive farmland, and along with it, property values and the economy. The PSC wants Valley ratepayers to assume 90% of the line's $1 billion construction cost and 80% of cost overruns, while utilities reap a whopping 12% return on investment. Does that sound fair? Considering reduced demand for electricity and other generating and transmission projects coming online, there's real doubt whether these lines are needed at all. Governor Cuomo should terminate the Energy Highway and enable us all to concentrate on supporting his reforming the energy vision. This forward-thinking initiative will retool the state's electric grid for the 21st century by focusing on renewable energy sources. Finally, the governor should create a resilient New York trust fund. The state recently received a $4.5 billion windfall from legal settlements with banks and insurance companies. With just half of this money, Governor Cuomo could establish a permanent fund that would help communities become more resilient to climate change while maintaining their environmental infrastructure. This is an issue the governor has championed. Loans and grants could help safeguard and improve public water supplies, wastewater treatment plants, buy out flood-damaged riverfront properties, conserve farmland and open space, and expand habitat corridors. Governor Cuomo has taken important and courageous steps to protect New York's natural treasures and its citizens. By following through on these four actions, he can further cement his national environmental legacy. At the same time, he'll assure a healthy, prosperous future for all New Yorkers. This is Ned Sullivan, signing off on the Hudson River.
Got it.